各位听众朋友，大家好，很高兴在空中跟大家见面了。我是赖世雄。
Hi everyone, this is Bruce.
现在请大家打开我们这道教材第506页啊，我们在这页可以看到第147课，这个标题蛮长的，让经验成为自己的老师。现在我们就从头到尾，请 Bruce 呢为我们把这个文章念一下。
Lesson 147, Let Experience Be the Teacher, Part 1 Reading. It has often been said that there's no better teacher than experience. So, how does a student of English learn the language through experience? Obviously, to experience English,you'll have to use it as often as possible. That is why more and more teachers use role plays, dramas, and field trips to teach English. What you see, hear, and feel will more likely stick in your mind than what you read in a book. Should you have the opportunity to take part in a school drama one day, you will probably try to memorize your lines to perfection. If you are anything of an actor, you will probably say your lines with emotion. In other words, you may experience the use of the language as it is really used in everyday life. So, if I were you, I would let experience be the teacher.
现在我们就一块再翻到第506页，看这个标题 Let experience be the teacher, 或是 be your teacher 也都可以，让经验呢成为你的老师。 Let experience be the teacher.Experience 也就是经验，这个字啊，我们通常可以呢用作名词，也可以用在做动词用。如果是做名词的话呢，我们就这样说 ：He has a lot of experience in something， 就在哪一方面他颇有经验。我们用 to have experience in something， 我们造个例子
：My father.Has a lot of experience in carpentry, so he can make furniture.
我爸爸对木工方面啊，他非常有经验，所以他可以做家具。再来一遍。
My father has a lot of experience in carpentry, so he can make furniture.
Carpentry, 也就是木工这方面的东西。Carpentry, 我们把它拼一下。
C-A-R-P-E-N-T-R-Y. C-A-R-P-E-N-T-R-Y. Carpentry.
就是做木工的这些方面的技术。但 carpenter, 就是木工这个人他是这样拼的。
C-A-R,P-E-N-T-E-R C-A-R-P-E-N-T-E-R Carpenter
但是我们特别记住 experience 当动词代表经历 experience something 经历一个事情我们也找个例子
I went to Disneyland last summer and experienced many thrilling rides.
Wow, 上次呢去年呢我到了迪士尼乐园或是迪士尼乐园那边去啊在那边呢经历了很刺激的那些乘坐的一些那些游乐设施。在这边呢我们再把这个句子说一下。
I went to Disneyland last summer and...
Experienced
many
thrilling
rides. You too?
对，经历了许多很刺激的 thrilling 刺激的 THRILLING.
Right.
THRILLING. Rights 就指的是在那边呢，像旋转木马啦，或者一些呢这个飞天轮啦等等啊，这些都是呢很愉快的。那么这是很过瘾的一件事情 ，experienced 经历啊。但是这个字 experienced 如果加个 d， 变成过去分词做形容词用，就是有经验的 ，to be experienced in something。像刚才我们讲说 ，my father has a lot of experience in carpentry， 也可以说成 my father is well experienced in carpentry。experienced 做形容词，前面加个 well， 非常的有经验。好，现在我们就一块来看呢，下面的这文章。It has often been said that there is no better teacher than experience. 人们常常都这么说，说没有一个老师要比经验这个老师更棒了。It has often been said 是从 it is often said 变过来的。其实我们这句话也可以这样说 ，It is often said， 照样对啊。It has often been said， 注意到那个 been 的发音，不要念成 been， 我们常念成 been， 不对，念 been。我们说 He has been a teacher for quite a long time， 这样说的。
So he's an experienced teacher，
是一个很有经验的老师。我们请 Bruce 把这个 B-E-E-N 你再念一下好吗
？Been。
Been 啊，记住 ，he has been a teacher。那么不要说呢 ，he has been a teacher。但 b e i n g 呢，这个我们也容易念错，我们常念成 been 啊，说 the job is being done， 不是这样说的。这个 b e i n g 是怎么念呢
？Being
啊，记住 being 这样念。The job, the work is being done by Peter。这工作呢正在被彼得来做啊，这个记住 ，being， 我们再把它念一下 ，been 怎么念
？been，being，
being。好，接着看第二行。So how does a student of English learn the language through experience？ 那么一个学生 ，a student， 什么学生 ？of English， 学英文的学生。那么一个学英文的学生又怎么样的 ？How does he learn the language 来学这种语言？这边 the language 就是 the English language， 或者直接说 English 就好了。透过经验来学呢？好了，接着我们看怎么样的回答第四行。Obviously， 显然的 ，to experience English， 如果你要体验这个英文的话 ，you'll have to use it。As often as possible， 你就必须要呢尽量的经常使用的这种语言。Obviously， 显然这个字啊，那么念的时候特别记住那个 b 发音不要发得很强，不要念成 obviously。是再请 Bruce 给我们念一下。
Obviously，
显然他错了，我们就可以说 obviously he is wrong， 通常是放在句首。Obviously, you are wrong. He is wrong. 这样用法。而后头这边 you'll have to use it as often as possible. As 点点点 as possible 就尽可能。常常我们会看到一些同学写作文，他自己发明了一个用法叫 as possible as you can。
你
不可以这样说哈。You should do it. 你要做这个事情做得很好。As well as you can， 或者是 as well as possible， 记住 as 点点点 as one can 就等于 as 点点点 as possible。 用这样的这个短语的时候，这个 as 跟 as 之间必须要有副词或形容词才有办法使用。比如说 you must be quiet， 你要安静下来 quiet， quiet 是一个形容词，然后我们就说你要尽量的安静。
You must be as quiet as possible。
As quiet as possible。或者是用 as you can 带进去。
You must be as quiet as you can。
你要用功读书，我们说 you should study hard。 hard 是一个副词就可以使用了。你要尽量用功读书。
You must study as hard as you can.
或者说
You must study as hard as possible.
就不要再说 You must study as possible as you can. 没有这个用法。好，接着再往下看。That is why more and more teachers use role plays, dramas, and field trips to teach English. 这就是为什么越来越多的老师都使用 role plays, dramas, and field trips 来教呢我们英文。这里什么叫做 a role play? 什么叫做 a drama? 什么叫做 a field trip?我们要用英文解释。
A role play will be when, as a teacher, I ask my students to pretend that they are different people, or maybe the same people, but in situations which are not in the class. Let's give you an example here. I may ask my students, Bill and Mary,I might say, okay, Bill, you are in a supermarket and you're a clerk. Mary, you are a shopper or you're a customer and you ask Bill some questions because you want to find some things in the supermarket. Okay, you two, let's go. Maybe I give them some time to prepare and they have to pretend or playthat they are these two people in that situation.
所谓 a role play, 就是在英语教学里头用一个方法，也就是在班上来遴选两个同学啦，或者是三五个都有的。现在我们假设的状况，所谓的 situation, 就是一个状况。那么是在 supermarket 里头，也就是超级市场。那你呢，就是负责做一个店员，叫 clerk, C-L-E-R-K,那么玛丽呢，那你就是当一个 shopper, 一个购物者等等。那么这个 Bruce 呢，你就当一个抢匪，做一个 robber 这样子啊，那么就开玩笑。那么这个时候的扮演的角色就叫做 role play。 那么接下来什么叫 drama 呢？
Well, drama is more serious. Maybe there is a real play that someone already has written.And you ask your students to perform roles in someone's play. So we often have a school play at the end of the year. That takes a long time and a lot of work to prepare well.
这个所谓 drama, 也就讲的是话剧。在一般我们在大学里头啊，那么通常就是所谓的青年剧展，那么我们都会呢请同学呢，就是请在开学的时候呢，我们就选了一个剧本，然后呢按照这个剧本呢分配角色，大家就在学期结束前猛练猛练，到了这个学期结束那天，我们要推出来这出戏，这个就叫做话剧，这需要很多的时间很多的精力去做准备的。至于什么叫做 a field trip,
Well, trip, you should already know, a trip is traveling for a short time, and a field trip is when we leave our school to go someplace to see it and learn about it directly. Maybe we'll go to a field that is a farm, or a factory, or a museum, maybe a business office.When we go there, we can really see how people work or what they do or what the art really looks like by going on a field trip,
including a supermarket.
And then we can go shopping.
Oh, 也就是说我们讲的参观教学或者是也可以翻成实地考察。假如我们今天那么演这一出戏，我们要演的是一个什么呢？有关超级市场，就亲自的老师带队到超级市场看实际的状况。那么也许真的是到一个农场去，或者是到一个工厂去，了解那边的一些运作的状况。那么一些用语，这是对我们英语教学都有很大的帮助的。好啦，那么在这边呢，我们就使用了这些方法。 同时我要特别提到 role play 这个啊是非常管用的，在课堂上老师呢就指定人呢随便来扮演一些角色，临时的来开始呢就讲这些话，这是对英文教学对我们的绘画有很大的帮助。但我要填了一个字，既然有个 role， 什么叫做 role model？ Model 是 M-O-D-E-L， M-O-D-E-L， what is a role model？
A role model is a person who does something very well or who has very good character. And we hope that especially younger people will follow the model of this person and also become good at doing things or develop good character.
So develop good character, 培养良好的品德。这个 character 是一个不可数的名词。He has good character.
Thank you.
他品德良好，我们就这样说。He is a role model.
Yes.
啊，你看我这样造个句子，我的确是 Bruce 呢，你是一个 role model when it comes to beer. 你知道，说到这个喝啤酒，你真是一个模范生。所以 a role model 就是模范生的意思啊，这是相当好的。接着我们再来看。What you see here, 我们到了507页 and feel will more likely stick in your mind than what you read in a book. 这边意思就是说 what is so good about, you know, role plays, dramas, and field trips? Why are they so good? Now we can tell the reason is, 他说你亲自去看或者是听或者是感觉到的东西What you see, what you hear, and what you feel will more likely, 会更可能的 will more probably, 那么更有可能的干什么呢 stick, 粘在什么里头叫 stick, 粘在你的脑筋里头 in your mind, 就是会呢在你的脑筋里头一直存在 will, exist in your mind, exist, 存在是这样拼的
E-X-I-S-T, exist.
这边 will stick in your mind, 就等于 will exist in your mind for a long time to come.
嗯，
存在好久好久。因为更可能粘在你脑筋里，要比什么更可能呢 ？Than what you read in a book， 要比你在书中所看的东西，光是看没有实际把它演练出来，那个存在的记忆是不久的。实际去看，然后听到、感受到这样的经验，才会存在的很久。好，我们接着就来看下面这一段了。Should you have the opportunity to take part in a school drama one day？You will probably try to memorize your lines to perfection. Should you? 这个可不是问句哦，因为你后头没有放问号，所以这个是叫警觉了。这边等于 if you should. If you should have the opportunity, 这个 should 我们翻成万一你真有这么一个机会，干嘛呢？ To take part in, 也可以解说为 to participate.In. Participate 是这样拼的
P-A-R-T-I-C-I-P-A-T-E P-A-R-T-I-C-I-P-A-T-E Participate
就是参与用的时候也是要加个 in 好这边就是说 Should you have theOpportunity, if you should have the opportunity to participate in a school drama one day, 这个 one day 也可以用 someday 来取代。万一有一天真要有这个机会参与学校的话剧演出的话 you will probably try to memorize your lines, 你很可能就怎么样呢会记忆啊背起来 memorize. Your lines, 这边通常都是用复数的你的台词干什么背诵到什么样的地步呢 to perfection 到达完美的地步那么就用这个字 to perfection 是一个介词短语啊那么做副词用就是前面的 memorize 这样用法 to do something to perfection 就做什么事情到达完美的地步。You have to practice your piano, 你要练习你的钢琴 to perfection, 常常这样说的。Alright, 人家弹钢琴我看了 Bruce 弹的时候跟人家弹法不一样。人家弹是十个手指这样弹，你是一个手指头这样噔噔噔。哦，好厉害。这个也不错了。好了，但在这个句子里头特别注意到 should you, 这是为什么它是用 if 化简过来的。原来他说 if 这个从句啊，如果 if 这个引导的从句有三种字，一种有 were,w-e-r-e, 也这个 were 出现啊 ,w-e-r-e, 第二个有 should, 第三个有 had,h-a-d, 过去完成时这个助动词。所以有这三个这种词类出现的时候，我们都可以将 if 省略掉，把三个词类调在句首。好，我们记得的时候叫 had, should, were。这个 had, should, were 不太好记，对不对 ？had, should, 还有一个 were。我们可以把它记成一个女孩子的名字，何秀华。had, should, were, 何秀华，人口何秀，秀丽的秀，何秀华。你看，我们这样不是就记起来了吗 ？had, should, were。现在我用不倒装的啊 ，Bruce 用倒装的句子。If I were you, I wouldn't do it.
Were I you, I shouldn't do it.
或是 I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it.
If you should do it again, I would punish you.
Should you do it again, I would punish you.
你万一做的事，我会。再做的事我就要处罚你了。 If you had been here yesterday, you would have known the truth.
Had you been here yesterday, you would have known the truth.
昨天你要是在这边就会知道真相了。那么现在呢，我们请大家看了这个第二段的第四行。 If you are anything of an actor, you will probably say your lines with emotion.这边 if you are anything of an actor, 这是什么意思啊
This means if you can act at all, if you have any quality of being an actor, then of course you don't want to say your lines, like a parrot or like a machine. You want to sound emotional. You want to havefeeling, not only meaning.
这样解释很清楚。如果呢 if you're anything of an actor, 你真要是一个演员的话，好 you will probably say your lines, 那你就会呢念你的这种台词。而且怎么样呢 with emotion, 带这种感情。Oh, honey, I love you. 我真的爱你。这个时候演久了果然呢感情放进去了。如果你刚开始演是Oh, honey, I love you, 哦。那这样的话要不断的练习才有办法啊，要把感情放下去。好，接着往下看。In other words, you may experience the use of a language as it is really used in everyday life. 换句话说 ,in other words, to put it differently, 也可以这样说、to put it differently,different 加个 ly 后头放一个逗号，换句话说 you may experience the use of the language, 你可以呢体验这种使用，经历这种使用，使用呢什么呢 of the language 这种语言，就和什么样呢 as 和 it is really used 和它被真正的使用的情形是一样。In everyday life, 在日常生活里头真正使用这种语言情形一样，所以演话剧呢会让你有如历真实的这种情境的这种感受，这是相当好的一个训练。接着再往下看。So, if I were you, I would let experience be the teacher. 因此我要是你的话，我就会让经验成为你的老师。你看在这里头 ,so,If I were you, 那可以变成什么东西啊 ?Were I you.
So, were I you, I would let experience be the teacher.
好，现在我们从头到尾再把这一课呢念一下。
Lesson 147, Let experience be the teacher. Part 1 reading. It has often been said that there's no better teacher than experience. So, how does a student of English learn the language through experience? Obviously, to experience English, you'll have to use it as often as possible. That is why more and more teachers use role plays, dramas, and field trips to teach English. What you see, hear, and feel will more likely stick in your mind than what you read in a book. Should you have the opportunity to take part in a school drama one day, you will probably try to memorize your lines to perfection. If you are anything of an actor, you will probably say your lines with emotion. In other words, you may experience the use of the language as it is really used in everyday life. So, if I were you, I would let experience be the teacher.
在演话剧的时候 ，I forgot the lines， 有人这样说，就是我忘了台词。那么通常在这种情况之下，我上次看了 Bruce 演戏的时候，他忘了台词，他就站在那边，然后他开始哭 ，You started to cry 这样子。好，我们的讲解就到这儿结束，谢谢诸位的收听，我们下一次同一时间再会。
Bye everybody, see you next time.